Summing up, skeletal muscles and contraction. Skeletal muscles consists of bundles of muscle fibers. Each skeletal muscle fiber is a huge cell containing multiple nuclei. Skeletal muscles contain numerous myofibrils, which are bundles of actin and myosin filaments. The regular overlapping arrangement of the actin and myosin filaments into sarcomeres gives skeletal muscle its striated appearance. The molecular mechanism of muscle contraction involves the binding of the globular heads of myosin molecules to actin. Upon binding, the myosin head changes its conformation, causing the two filaments to slide past each other. The sliding filament mechanism. Release of the myosin heads from actin and their return to their original conformation requires ATP. All the fibers activated by a single motor neuron constitute a motor unit. When an action potential spreads across the plasma membrane and through the T-tubules, calcium is released from the sarcoplasmic reticulum. The calcium binds to troponin and changes its conformation, pulling the tropomyosin strands away from the myosin binding sites on the actin filament. The muscle fiber contracts until the calcium is returned to the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Cardiac and smooth muscles. Cardiac muscle cells are striated, uninucleate, branching, and electrically connected by gap junctions, so that action potentials spread rapidly throughout sheets of cardiac muscle and cause coordinated contractions. Some cardiac muscle cells are pacemaker cells that generate and conduct electrical signals. Smooth muscle provides contractile force for internal organs. Smooth muscle cells respond to stretch and to neurotransmitters from the autonomic nervous system. Bones and joints. Skeletal systems provide supports against which muscles can pull. Endoskeletons are internal systems of rigid, rod-like, plate-like, and tube-like supports, consisting of bone and cartilage, to which muscles are attached. Bone is continually remodeled by osteoblasts, which lay down new bone, and osteoclasts, which erode bone. Bones develop from connective tissue membranes, membranous bone, or from cartilage, cartilage bone, through ossification. Cartilage bone can grow until centers of ossification meet. Bone can be solid and hard, compact bone, or it can contain numerous internal spaces, cancellous bone. Most of the compact bone of mammals is composed of herbaceous systems. Joints enable muscles to power movements in different directions. Tendons connect muscles to bones. Ligaments connect bones to one another. Muscles and bones work together around joints as systems of levers.